So if your in-game name is verified on this Discord server already, then we've got it, and we'll be sending the new hero to your account if you win within the first few days of update 3.1. So here's how story time's going to work. I'm going to tell you a section of the story, and Discord's going to work beautifully, I believe. You're going to pop into the votes channel and react to the community manager's post with which part you want to hear next. Oh, I'm so happy some people can hear now. That's great. So whichever option gets the most votes, that's where we're headed together. And you can discuss in the chat channel. The community managers will send some of your lore-related questions to me to answer in the voting downtime. So you got it. Here we go. I wanted to give a quick introduction before we get there, because the lore has been driving towards Sovereign's Rise for months now, leading right to this very hero. But if you haven't kept up with it, don't worry. There's a lot. I'm going to give you a quick intro. Okay. Sovereign's Rise, our 5v5 map, is on one of the peaks of Mount Lille, where the Storm Queen of the Eventide Empire built her capital city and palace. So if you look over the edges of the rise, you'll see the queen's architecture. It's absolutely stunning. I just love it. The first indication of its place in the world came in Churnwalker lore. So if you take a look in it, he was mapping out all the wells of power throughout the world and discovered an active well in the Eventides deep inside this very mountain. So now the Churnwalker story takes place a generation ago. So the queen at that time was called the Summer Queen because she ruled in a time when nothing bad was really happening in the Eventides. But when the Churnwalker sent her the information about the hidden well, the Summer Queen knew that her oldest daughter, the next queen, would need to be a Storm Queen to fight the churn storm that would be coming. That makes sense? All right. Which brings us to Lorelei. So for with Lorelei's story, for the low price of one orange, Lorelei the Naga will dive into the sea and bring Adagio back one dragon egg every 1,000 years. It's been hinted at in older lore that the Seraphim, which Adagio is, created the wells. So it's possible that one of them left a clue to the dragon's egg's origin on a well of power. That's how the Storm Queen found out about it. Armed with the Churnwalker's scientific findings, Storm Queen finds Lorelei, gives her a bunch of oranges, and takes home a bunch of dragon eggs. So that's how we got all these dragons on Sovereign's Rise. But the queen needs more than dragons to fight the churn storm. And in Varya's lore, we see the queen threatening the World Seer, this guy who lives far above the surface of the world. The churn can't usually spread that high in the air. But the queen sent a churn-infected raven to the World Seer. By the way, she also sends one into the Netherworld, but we haven't seen what happens there yet. Anyway, the World Seer sends Varya down to help the queen out because of this threat. The first task we see Varya carry out is collecting dwarves. She finds a community of them building machines for the Winter War, and she bullies them into working for the Storm Queen instead. Yeah, some of us know what's coming next. I am not a robot. So anyway, yes, Varya brought a community of dwarves to work for the Storm Queen, which leads us to Vainglory's next hero, who is named Tony. Tony the Dwarf. No, your speculations are all wrong. It's Tony. That's right. Everybody, you're going to meet Tony today. And I'm so excited because I love him. That's right. Tony the Dwarf. We've heard a bit about dwarves here and there in the lore, but we haven't met one in game until now. So we're going to start his story now. Reminder, if you haven't already, head over to the gameplay channel, react to the post there for a chance to win Tony for yourself when he's released. All right, here we go. I'm headed over to the lore right now. I'm going to read the introduction to you. I'm just reading the chat to make sure that I'm still here and it looks like it. I hope that stuff isn't breaking. Be sure to force quit Discord and come right back to fix it. I think that's what I've seen people tell you to do. And by the way, not Tony, T-O-N-I, it is T-O-N-Y, Tony. All right, here we go. I'm going to start reading the first chapter, which is called The Beginning. Yes, I'm super awesome with titles. Here we go. It's been months since your power punchers slammed through the last of the rock to Mount Leal's hollow center, and yellow top secret tape still crisscrosses the opening. You poke your head into the dank-smelling darkness. No, Tony. The head engineer grips the back of your neck. Oh, come on, Pippa. I want to see what's in there, you whine. Don't get too big for your cargo shorts. Entrust this part of the operation to the smart dwarves. Besides, she says, poking at your chest with rolled-up blueprints, we need a demolition dwarf up on the rise, tunneling down. Sweet! You know, most dwarves are scared to go up that high, but you're adventurous. You hustle up to the surface, Pippa's blueprints under your arm, and head straight for the long, winding mountain trail leading to Sovereign's Rise. The hike takes all day, so you take a rest at the sanctuary. Over the edge, you can see the Storm Queen's palace and capital city. You hawk up a loogie, spit it out, and watch it fall. Well, time to get to work. There are three paths stretching away from the sanctuary. Guys, this is your moment. You're going to go over to the votes channel and vote here. If you go left, pick number one. If you go right, wait, let me make sure that I'm saying this correctly. Let's see what he said. If you go left, pick number one. If you go right, pick number two. If you go straight, pick number three. I'm going to give you guys a couple of minutes to tally votes. Sip my tea right here. Oh, let's see. Was the first question, wasn't Grumpjaw's friend a dwarf as well? I love this question. And I'll tell you why. Because my very favorite NPC in Vainglory lore is named Frankie. He is also a dwarf. You guys, you can't vote in the chat channel. It won't count. It won't count. Don't do it. Go over to the votes channel and react to that message. It's the only thing I'm looking at. Let me tell you about Frankie. He's amazing. He's an engineer dwarf. He was also in Sawborg lore, some of my favorite lore in Vainglory, because the more you read it, the crazier it becomes. Frankie was a bro to Grumpjaw, but actually kind of used him, didn't he? Yeah, Gilgamesh, get over to the votes channel. Go to the how do you react in the giveaway channel? You just react to that message with that thumbs up right there. That's all you have to do. Go to the votes channel, everybody. Oh, look at all these votes. I am seeing an obvious favorite here. So the second one says, since the new hero is about tech, maybe he can build stuff. You know, we're going to find out. Thanks for asking. Is Tony related to Frankie? I'm going to say no. They're both dwarves, same race, but they don't know each other yet. Can I have some tea? Yes. Of course, I have an awesome tea here. Green tea, my friend. Now we can have that tea, says Idris. So, all right. So this is going to be the only, one and two are neck and neck, aren't they? Holy smokes. So this is the only vote we're going to have for the beginning. Every time we go back to the beginning, as I'm reading, we're going to use this vote so that we don't have to do this over and over and over again. Your mom's voice sounds choppy. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to apologize for the voice happening over here. It's kind of a mess because there's so many of you, and I'm so glad you're all here with me. Professor Marcel and Catherine's lore. Oh, he was the one who taught her how to work with the shield, right? When she was a kid learning to be in the Storm Guard. And does the Storm Queen have a lover? Oh, what a good question. Oh, Jam Jam, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Jam Ham. You have a great name. I was just teasing you. Okay, I think that I'm about ready to stop this voting. Can my friendly community people just stop or pause the votes? We're only going to do three branches of this story. We're going to do one for one at a time. We're going to start with three. Go straight. And I'm going to get started, guys. I'll explain more after I, I'm sorry, I was reading what my community managers are writing to me, and they're funny. We're going to go straight, guys. Here we go, everybody, listen up. I have clicked it. This chapter is called Back and a Little to the Left. No better direction than forward, so you take the middle path. Birds tweet, clouds laze by, flowers open, a grump jaw gnaws on a femur. Wait, a grump jaw? You yelp, stupidly alerting the monster to yourself. He turns your way, his tusks swinging high. Breakfast! Roars the grump jaw. You flank and run. The grump jaw takes off after you. Its every step shakes the ground. You splash into a fast-flowing stream, allowing the current to push you faster, the blueprint slipping away. You don't notice the waterfall until you've already run off its edge. The whole of Monlil stretches out under you. You fall fast, flapping your arms in the frothy, falling water. Right behind you, in the middle of a blinding, spinning light, the grump jaw also falls, gaining on you. Your life passes before your eyes as death both rises and falls to meet you. You feel the grump jaw's hot, icky breath just before everything goes dark. There's a revolting squeeze when he swallows you whole, then stillness. You hear a voice from the other side of the grump jaw. Ah, yeah, afeh. Faint from lack of oxygen, you push at the gooey, tough meat insides of the monster. No! The walls cave in, and you are launched feet first, dripping with digestive juices onto the grass next to the top of the waterfall. You gag, ugh, wipe gunk from your eyes, and scramble to your feet. Am I dead? Not dead, not vaporized, not even squished. Next to the hungry grump jaw stands a dwarf holding a steel box. How did you, gasp. With mathematics, kid. Time travel is all mathematics. If I hadn't known the precise coordinates of the planet's course through space and thrown the cube after you, I would have lost a perfectly good grump jaw. I traveled back in time? Back and a little to the left. Come now, we have things to do. You haven't seen a malfunctioning robot about, have you? Never mind, so much to engineer, so much time. But the engineers never let me help them. I just do demolitions. Forget those clods. When I'm done with you, you'll be the second best engineer on the continent. Me? An engineer? You drop your punchers and your jaw, elated. Breakfast, repeats Grump Jaw. Off we go, then. Off we go, you cry, running to catch up. The end. And that's right, guys. You have reached an ending. Some of these endings end really fast. It's already the end. I'm so sorry. Let's go back to the beginning, everybody. Let's do another one. That's only one of so many endings. You know, one died. We got to meet Frankie. We just talked about. We got to see Grump Jaw, of course. I love it. So, the second thing, the second most whatever. Talk to me, Wolf Hands. What was the second most voted for? Number one? Number one is Go Left. I'm going to get some tea. Pardon me a moment.
This time you're going to go to the right.
Really? Is the right what happens next? I can't read.
Indeed, in the giant red letters.
Oh, that's what you were doing to me. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah, we're going to go right. I was wrong. But first, I'm going to take a moment. Is Tony a friendly or a mean dwarf? Somebody asked. And he's definitely friendly. Tony has been such a nice departure from the other stuff I've been writing lately, where everybody is sort of serious. Tony's great. So the planet is orbiting around a sun by Lucillimus. That's a really good question. I haven't figured it out yet. We'll talk more about the universe of Vainglory someday. Is Tony mentioned in other lore? Not yet. Not yet, the gingerbread man. What is the name of the lady who hid Samuel? Oh, crap, you guys, what was her name? I'm the worst. I'm the worst, guys. I'm going to have to look it up, too, while you all wait. I'm not even sorry. Because now it's going to bug me if I don't look it up. I named her. I apologize. Now I have to look. Derp, derp. We have to go all the way to the bottom of this crazy long Githian lore, which I know everybody has studied extensively. But Lyra's not the one who hid her, who hid Samuel, actually. It was in Reza's lore. Part two, Valeria. Valeria is her name. Okay. I'm going to get back to the story here. We're going to go right. Let me head back to the beginning. I'm not going to read the beginning to you again, but I am going to remind you, if you just joined us, to go over to the, let's see, what did I just call it? Giveaway. The giveaway channel. And react to the post there for a chance to win Tony in the first few days of 3.1. Five of you are going to win it. So back to the beginning. Remember, the last thing I said was, well, time to get to work. There are three paths stretching away from the sanctuary. We're going to go right. And here we go. This one is called Go Right. Very, very creative. You step off to the right into ominous fog between two tall statues of ravens holding books and come upon a golden turret. What a beauty, you murmur. Dwarf weaponry this is, with no expense spared. But when the barrel clanks and swings to stare you in the eye, you escape into the brush. Creeping through the tall grass, dizzy with the smell of flowers, you come upon a statue built atop a glowing golden crystal. Checking first to make sure no one is watching, you bend in close and touch the tip of your tongue to the crystal. It gives you a light zap. Yep, that crystal is charged up, and that means there's well power here somewhere. No wonder the engineers were so keen to work for the Storm Queen. In the underground market, charged up crystal shards go for 300 gold each. No one's going to notice if you take just a splinter. Then again, charged crystal is nothing to mess with. Everybody go over to the votes channel, because to give the crystal a big whack, you're going to vote for number one. To steer clear of the charged crystals, you're going to vote for number two. Everybody head over to votes. Looks like right away, most people want to whack at it. I understand. It looks exciting. Let me check over here at the questions and drink my tea. Does the Storm Queen have children? No, she doesn't. It's a really good question. Soul Zero, super good question, because if she did, Celeste would have no claim to the throne. Is there a way to cure Idris from the churn? Is there a way to contain it, maybe? To the first question, not now. There's no way to cure anyone from the churn right now. In fact, Idris should either be a churn monster like Rana and Aya became, or he should be dead. The only reason why he survived it was because Adagio healed him. And I think that the second part of that question can be answered with that. There may be a way to contain it with the magic that Adagio has, but I haven't gotten into it in any lore yet. Going to drink this. Let's see. Where did the idea for a choose your own adventure come from? Says TT Threads. I love these books. When I was growing up, I went crazy for choose your own adventure books, and I've always wanted to do one. But as you can see, it's super long, and it's really expensive to do, because we want to make sure that our lore can be read all around the world, which means that it has to be translated in tons of languages. And so that's why I haven't been able to do it until now. I'm so excited to be able to do it, guys. I'm going to take a look back here at the votes. See where we're at on this one. Let's call it. Call it, bros. What are we going to do next? Give the crystal a big whack. That's what we're going to do next. I'm going to tap it. Give the crystal a big whack tap here. I have done so. This is called Give It a Whack. Everybody listen. You could do a lot with 300 gold, so you wind up and give the crystal a strong jab cross with your power punchers. A long crack forms, webbing outward from the point of impact. Another right cross, and a few shards fall to the ground. You pick one up and whistle through your teeth. You'll never have access to such a valuable thing again. May as well experiment, right? All right, everybody, let's vote to beef up your power punchers. Pick number one. To plug a crystal shard into your nose, pick number two, please. This is one of my favorite choices. My son is here. He really likes the plugin. Okay, I'm going to go over to this thing here. I'm looking at your questions. Are there any elite male soldiers in the Storm Queen's army? This is a good question. So at the highest levels of politics, we have Storm Lords, which we learned about. Now, this is not canon, but I think it would still apply if I wrote about it in a canon way. The Storm Lords are very high up politically. They have lots of money, but not much power. They think they have a lot of power, but, you know, it's kind of like they hang out at court and they do their little fancy schmancy things, but they can't do much. I don't think that they're really trusted by the queen. But she does. There are no men in the Storm Guard, and that's the kind of elite SEAL team, something like that, of the queen's army. However, in the queen's vast army, made up of a lot of mages and then other different kinds of fighters, there are men and women fighting side by side. We know that because she wanted Vox for her main army. I'm going to go back to the votes. Let's call it. I think I can definitely call it from number one, can't I? Yeah, I'm going to beef up the power punchers, guys. And here we go. This chapter is called Beefy, because I love the word beefy. You pop the heavy, clunky old battery out of your left puncher and plug in the little crystal shard. The puncher surges to life, almost shaking itself off your arm. With an evil laugh, you give the crystal a gentle knuckle tap, and the crystal crumbles into a shiny pile of sharp, charged danger. The lady statue topples. Yes, you yell. You're rich. You're wealthy. You're independently secure. You have a whole pile of... Ah, the crystal shards have disappeared down a wide-mouthed metal pipe in the ground. So put those powered-up punchers to the test. Pick number one, guys, in the votes channel. To go into the pipe after the crystal shards, pick number two. All right. I see all the votes going. This one's more neck and neck. I like it. That's right. Again, to put your newly powered-up punchers to the test, pick number one. To go into the pipe after your crystal shards, pick number two. All right. So I'm going to look and maybe answer a question real quick. I'm going to take my tea. Tony is the best name I've heard in a while by Ray Joes. I love Tony, too. You'll see when you hear his VO and stuff, too, that it really just works perfectly. He was never called anything else around the office. From the very beginning, Chainsaw called him Tony, so I'm super glad we got to keep that name. It sounds like Tony's a lot younger than Frankie. How old do dwarves live up to in Vainglory lore? I haven't explored that yet, but in my head, what I would guess is that they get super old, that they have much longer lifespans. And yes, Tony is younger than Frankie. Frankie's one of the old guys. Okay, let's move forward. Are we going into the pipe? Oh my gosh, you guys, by a wide margin, it looks like we're going into the pipe. So I'm going to click that. Here we go. This one's called Into the Pipe. It doesn't smell great in there, and it's dark, but the ticket to your retirement is at the bottom of that pipe. You feel around inside the opening until you find the ladder rungs and ease yourself inside. Slow and steady, feeling your way, you descend into the blackness. A face appears at the pipe's opening, and then another face. Odd little furry, curious faces. Uh-oh, says one face. Uh-oh, agrees the other. Going into the pipe was not the best idea, but it's too late. Oofing with effort, the two furry guys lift up the ladder and drop it, with you attached. The last thing you see before it all goes black is a new crystal being lowered onto the pipe. You free fall, slamming into the sides of the pipe with large clangs, yelling for your mom. With your arms and legs spread out wide, you manage to slow your fall. Sparks fly as the metal punchers scree against the metal pipe, and you stop, heaving for breath, kind of like I am right now. Let's pick something. To continue down, pick number one in the votes channel, guys. To punch your way out of the pipe, pick number two. All right. So much fun. I'm out of breath. Oh, my goodness. Don't forget, guys, if you're just joining us, to go to the giveaway channel and react to that message in there for a chance to win Tony. Here's the train. Right on time, guys. Sorry about the train. The train is legendary around here. I am going to read a question here. Where did Kraken come from? I really like this question. Kraken is a churn monster. Absolutely is a churn monster. She lives underground in in the Halcyon Fold. The Halcyon Fold, the churn is starting to take over, but it's still livable right now. It's in a slow point of change. Mm-mm. Sorry for drinking on the mic, guys. But anyway, the Kraken is one of the churn monsters. And when you dig too deep, as the minion gold miner does, the Kraken awakens and she comes out all pissed off. And that's where the Kraken comes from. You know, you can see the male version of a Kraken in Vox lore and also in Lance lore. So there's a hint for you. Let's take a look at where the event has gone. Where are my votes? We're going into the pipe after the crystal shards. We did that. Let's call this. Oh my gosh, we're definitely continuing down. You guys are so brave. There's so much bravery going on. We're continuing down. Let me go back to that page to continue down. This chapter is called All the Way Down. There's nowhere to go but down. You slide slowly through the middle of the mountain into a cloud of glowing, noxious fog. Sniffing, you try to stop and climb upward. Every demolition dwarf knows the smell of a dig gone too deep. But it's too late. You've reached the pipe's end, and so you fall, landing hard on your bum. A metal dome curves above, with pipes protruding out of it. Below you is the lip of a well. Trying not to breathe, you scoop up a bunch of the scattered glowing crystal shards that you lost, race to the airlock, sneak outside, and duck into the first door you see. But it's a supply closet. The shelves up to the ceiling are covered with cyborg parts. Dang, how are you going to get out of here without the engineer seeing you? In a flash of genius, you grab stuff from the shelves and start duct taping it together. A motherboard here, some legs and arms there, a hard drive, maybe some extra RAM, and you have a slapdash distraction. The makeshift cyborg crashes through the closet door, wielding your power punchers. It runs willy-nilly around the workspace, punching anybody in its way. You duck under the do not cross tape, all the currency you'll ever need again in your pockets. The sounds of Pippa's panicked yelling echoing through the mountain. The end. That's right. We hit an ending, you guys. It's time to go back to the beginning. Whew. Catching my breath for a second. We're gonna now go to the left. But first, I'm gonna catch my breath a bit. And look at these questions. Because we're already on our third branch of the story. Right on time, really. Let's see, what would happen if Blackclaw got infected by the churn? I wanna know too. Is it you, Clays? Sorry if I said that wrong, but I also want to know. Let's hope that happens just so we can see. Do the Githian people worship gods, and how many are there? I haven't explored this, but there is a little bit of their, I should say, ceremony. It's a little bit religious at the beginning of some of Lyra's lore. I can't remember what it is. You wouldn't know that I wrote it and that I did extensive research on this stuff, but yeah, Lyra does this thing to bless Trostan with doves. Sorry, guys, I'm the worst. But anyway. Oh, I like this one that they made really big. This question is, I never read the lore. Where do I start? Okay, so what I did is I have a link with all of the Vainglory lore on it that I update all the time. Here's what you want to do. Pick your favorite character to play in the game. Find that character and follow their story. Everything related to that character's lore is in that one page. Now, if two characters' lore interacts, like Blackfeather and Finn, which, by the way, guys, my favorite lore is Blackfeather and Finn. Also really a good place to start because it's just fun and breezy and whatever. You go to Blackfeather's page, you're going to find all of Finn's lore there too, because their stories interact. You go to Finn's page, you're going to find Blackfeather's lore there too, because they interact. I tried to make it as easy as possible for you to get started, which means I kept it all in one place as much as possible. And if you can think of a better way, or if you have trouble with it, please tweet me. I'm at the Sugar Venom. And I love suggestions on how to make this better for you. So let's see. I want to go back to the beginning. So I'm going to tap that to go back to the beginning. If you remember back at the beginning, Tony had just been sent up to Sovereign's Rise to do some punching downward for Pippa. He's got some blueprints. And he chooses this time to go right? Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I forgot, guys. To go left. Sorry, Wolf Hands. I'm a doofus. We're going left. Okay, off to the left. Here we go, guys. You rush between two creepy statues of stern-eyed ravens, each holding orbs. Little figures appear in the thick morning mist, a mass of fuzzy, flappy-eared creatures with guns marching past a shiny turret. You're bumped in the back by the belly of one of the creatures. This one is husky, and he's carrying a big gun, the business end of which is pointed at your face. Me, Captain Minion, the husky guy grunts. Okay, Captain, take that thing out of my face, would ya? Behind you, the little minions let out a warbly war cry. Just in time, you duck away from a flashing, flying circular blade. The blade boomerangs back and lands in the grip of a glowy-eyed man wearing a high-tech helmet. All along the blade's path lie the lopped-off arms and scattered guns of the little minions. A shell explodes from an enemy turret, blasting another minion into a gross puddle. All right, everyone to the votes channel, because your two choices here are to fight the minion's enemy, choose number one. To try to save the minions, pick number two. Oh my gosh, number two is going crazy. This is so much fun. So by the way, guys, this is our last branch of the story together in Discord, but in about 12 minutes, the whole story is going to be published. And I want you guys to find all the endings and tell me your favorite ones, okay? Let's go back to the questions here. Can Churnwalker's language be decrypted? Yes, actually, I wrote it. I made up his language. And it's a workable language. It can't be spoken. It's simple. But yes. I'm sorry, I want to say real quick before I go on, don't vote in the chat channel. No one will see it. Go to the votes channel. I wrote the Churn language, and it's very creepy, and for a few months I was muttering in a creepy way at my desk around others. So, yes, it's workable language. Who stole Adagio's feather? You know, that was in his skin lore, so it's an alternate fate, but she was a gray witch. Let's see. What does the cube do? Fantastic question. The cube is a time machine. That's all we know about it so far. I think it can do more, though, Subsloth. Who would win in a fight, Kraken or Blackclaw? I want to say Blackclaw. I do. I don't know, though. What do you guys think? I really want to know what you guys think. Are we going to have lore on Julia, the Storm Queen, and Catherine when they were younger? That's such a good question. You know, sometimes when I'm just trying to warm up my writing, I write exactly that. So maybe someday we need some backstory. Where's the Summer Queen now? She actually died. I'm sorry, guys, I haven't said so, but the Storm Queen's mom is not around anymore. I do want to talk about this real quick. Did the Elder Dragons ever do anything with the Churn? Both Scarf and the Churn were things that end civilizations. Oh, Lucilla Mist, I like you. You have the tough questions. The dragons are Usually, they're completely extinct, is what everybody has thought until now. We see, and I think it's Seraphim Adagio's lore, which is an alternate fate, but I think it matters, that the Seraphim won the war against the dragons and got to choose what happened to the dust of the dragon eggs. And then we see them again in Lorelei's lore, that what they seem to have done was hide them under the water. And as a sort of pact, they have every 1,000 years let one dragon loose. It's always a male. And yeah, so they always let one dragon loose, and the dragon goes crazy on civilization, because what humans do, as Adagio said, is they kind of destroy everything around them. So they end civilizations in this way. What was the actual question, though? I feel like I'm not answering correct. Did they ever do anything with the churn? That's right. I think that what I've said, what's happening here, is that they can fight churn. The dragons have a special ability to fight churn. And without them around, the churn spread a lot. You can see in Churn Walker lore that much of the world is covered with churn now that there are no dragons around. So that's why the Storm Queen wanted some of her very own. I don't think everybody understands that. I don't think the other heroes understand it. Which you see, guys, did you all see the Rise of the Storm Queen trailer? A lot of that is explained in it, and I love it. Okay, I think it's time to look at my votes channel. Well, by a huge margin, we're going to try to save these minions. So I'm going to tap that to try to save the minions. Here we go. Save the minions. Stop, you yell. This is madness. The little minions pause to stare at you in confusion. The circular blade whizzes past again, taking out one little fuzzy ear. The half-deaf minion squeals and picks up his lost ear in shock. Go, says the captain minion, and the minions start fighting again. Don't go, you cry, and the minions stop again. If you banded together, you could demand better treatment. Better feet wet, cries the nearest minion. Then they all start chanting, feet wet, feet wet. You should unionize. Onionize. The minions climb onto one another's shoulders until they are a tall, wobbling mass of fuzz. Even the enemy stops to watch as the unionized minions march past the captain minion. Onion eyes! Onion eyes! The captain minion shakes his head as you guide the mass of minions back to the safety of the sanctuary. The end! Oh my gosh, you guys, right on time! We have ended a third branch of this story. Onionize, everybody. Those are just three of the endings in this lore. There's tons of them. And you're all going to find them in about 7 minutes now. I'm going to publish it. That's right, onionize. But since we have a little bit of time left over, I'm going to look at the questions again. The treants aren't churn-infected creatures, really. I don't think. I'm trying to remember, this is actually a Captain Nito creation, the treants. So I don't think that they are yet infected by the churn. Who's the CEO of ChurnGuard Industries? Oh my gosh. I don't know. I have to do more with ChurnGuard Industries. Did all of you see the Twitter for ChurnGuard Industries? Everyone go find it. It's pretty hilarious. And I didn't write it, by the way. I'm going to answer another one, and I'm going to talk some winners. Is Scarf related to the other dragons? Yes. He is in Lorelei lore, the last dragon that is taken by Adagio. He is related to them. I'm not saying that all of the dragons are exactly the same. But yes, he is related to the other dragons. He's just a baby. Does Tony want to work with the queen, or does he resist him? So Sky Blue, you're going to find out when you read the Tony lore. Sort of. Did Kestrel's parents know anyone from the Storm Guard before she was taken? No. Kestrel's parents would have been just villagers from a place that's actually a country away from where the Storm Queen lives. But the Storm Queen took over so much territory. They don't even speak the same language. So they wouldn't have known anyone in the Storm Guard. They sent their kid off because it was what's done, because you get a tax break. Because they didn't have a choice, because the Storm Queen so powerful. I know, it's pretty bad. How will we know which story is canon, which of Tony's stories are canon? You're going to know from the art. Only the canon stories have a big Tony art drawing on them. And by the way, I love this art. Thanks, Chimera, so much. Also, at the endings that are not canon, it'll say alternate fate lore at the top. I always try to do that for you guys. I really love the things about how who's the strongest character lore-wise. I don't like to answer it. Sorry to burst your bubble or not answer your question, but I just really love watching the discussions. So I'd rather that you create a post or argue about it. Adagio or Scarf is such a good guess, though. I'm not sure. How did the Storm Queen obtain Vin's pact? Her crow servants are meant. Yeah, the ravens. Good one. So the answer to that question is actually in some alternate fate lore, the Rise of the Star Queen lore. You can see it happen to Celeste. I really like that story, so I hope you check it out. The only difference with the Storm Queen is that what happens to Celeste in the Rise of the Star Queen story happened to the Storm Queen when she was very young. Pavel, are we gonna see Pavel again? Wouldn't that be great? I just create these NPCs a lot, you guys. Every once in a while, the people who actually make the heroes and stuff get inspired and think about making another one. Some of my NPCs. So I hope that happens in the future, but there aren't plans for Pavel to show up in game yet. But oh, I adore him. I'm so glad you read that one. How did Julian and Arden meet? Oh my gosh, you guys. I'm not going to tell you, but I already know. I wrote a whole prequel love story. I totally did. Let's see. I'm not going to tell you because I really hope someday to actually get to tell you in the story. I'm going to go to the winners, guys. Hope you guys are excited because I've got five names right here. The first winner of Tony, you're going to get it in the first few days of 3.1. The first winner is Shock Reboot. Congratulations. Let's see. The second winner is Cash Shelton. I hope I'm saying it right. Cash Shelton. It's freaking awesome. And number three, Ping TKP. Good job, Ping TKP. I hope you had a good time. Let's see. Number four is Tactics. Tactics, that's a rad name. I like it. I didn't get it until I said it out loud. And the final winner of Tony is Fariz109. Fariz109, congratulations. Thank you all so much for hanging out with me in Discord. Thanks for breaking Discord with me. Thanks for going to read it. You're going to be able to pretty quick click on the in the news feed, in the news tab in game, to read this lore and find all of the endings for yourselves. There's tons more of them. I can also just link you. Can we do that, my community bros? Can we just link it in Discord as well? Or pin it or something? Wolf Hands will help me.
Are you talking about the link to the lore, correct?
Yeah, but I'm just making for sure that it's actually published before I give it to them.
That's usually the most important thing.
Yeah, perhaps. So I'm going to give you the link to it at, 7:01 or something. I'm going to make sure it's actually live before I give it to you. Oops, that's Samuel's lore because someone stumped me with a question. So it should be live now. I'm going to check. I'm going to double check right the heck now. This is the first time I've ever done a story like this, guys. It's not yet live, so I'll let you know when it is. But it's the first time I've done something like this. I hope that everything goes off without a hitch. It's got tons of different directions to go and web pages. And, that means tons of different ways it could go wrong. So I can't wait to see how everything goes. Thank you for joining me, guys. As soon as this is live on the website. I'm going to pin it in here. And then you'll be able to get to it through the game. I'm just going to open up my game too and see if it's working. Thank you guys. Have a great night or day or whatever you're having. I hope to do this again. Ciao, ciao.